Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And I looked at my mom. I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, let me remember. True story. So remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, and it was, 70 homes built at one suburbia. And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, got arrested, be standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
Do you? Anytime he starts with true story, you know you're in for one. I want to welcome our guest in studio here. Tom Shalhoub joins us right now. You know him from Fox News, of course. He is host of How to Be Tom Shalhoub. You can follow him on Twitter at Tom Shalhoub or TomShalhoub.com. But you can also go see him this weekend at the St. Louis Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles. And we'll get to the ticket link. I'm going to tweet it out here as well at Annie Fry Show. Tom, welcome in. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. We spoke recently. Yeah. We got on the phone and talked to you as I was getting ready to come here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate I've done some research on you, as I'm supposed to do, of course, but I appreciate that I don't really know if you're somebody who leans conservative that is a comedian or somebody who is conservative who happens to be funny.
Yeah.
Which
Do you have an
answer for that?
I wanted, you know, when I graduated high school in 1984, mm-hmm. I wanted to get into show business. I wanted to audition for Saturday Night Live. I started in Boston doing improv. Then I went down to Florida at the Universal Studios. I was one of the people down there. Me and Wayne Brady was down there at
really?
The time. Yeah.
Really?
Very young Wayne Brady and some other actors like Asif Manvi. Mm-hmm. Then I moved to New York. I wanted to break into show business. So I didn't do politics in my act. It's not part of my thing.
Right.
I was always conservative, though. I grew up in a very conservative Irish Catholic home. And I thought, well, I'll leave that out there. Why would I want to only appeal to half the country? And the entertainers that I loved, I never knew their politics. Johnny Carson, I never knew where he stood on things. He would make fun of both sides. So I wanted to be that way in my act. But it wasn't until I found Greg Gutfeld and I came out of my shell. And you know what? At that time, the world became so divided, and I said, what the heck? You know, let's just do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just kind of – Andrew Breitbart was a friend of mine at the time. Yeah. He's the one who introduced me to Greg.
Really?
And it was that time when Andrew – he is an old Hollywood liberal. Like Greg, grew up in California, liberal, but he, you know, he saw what was happening in the country, and he changed his views. So he wanted to kind of come out of the closet and bring all his friends with him. So I started doing Gutfeld, and that's where I latched onto that audience. And mm-hmm. it's been great because now I'm selling out rooms that I wasn't back when I was on Comedy Central.
Really?
You know, I would do all the shows, VH1, Comedy Central. I've done Fallon for years. I did the Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
I was on The Daily Show, the original Daily Show. But I never sold out rooms like this.
Yeah.
And it's because now I've got the fans. It's like a family.
Do you, I this is something I want to know about you, because you're the type of person who, like, in a forced corporate meeting, I want to sit near you because you're probably going to be cracking jokes, or at least if you're on the same wavelength with that person in the room, you're just chuckling to yourself because you heard the same thing at the same time. Do you find yourself in this crazy climate that we live in right now trying to find the funny, or do you feel like you have to suppress the funny in even, like, the serious times where you're just like...
Yeah. Well, look, I used to have to suppress it all the time, like I said, because I was in that mainstream world. But now it's all out in the open. And, you know, with Gutfeld, we just horse around. You know, we're not a serious bunch of people. And so he takes the headlines, and some of them are quite serious.
Yeah, they are.
You know, but we're able to deal with it because it's not as if we're, you know, it's on Fox News. It's an issue-oriented show. So... the comedy comes from us just horsing around with it because we don't want to take it too seriously. And, you know, Greg's always been that way. And I think he kind of has that family around him. You know, he's the one who found all these people. He found Tyrus. You know, he latched on to Kat. He used to read her stuff when she was writing for National Review.
Mm-hmm.
With me, like I said, Andrew introduced me to him. And then Greg came to see my shows. And he was the one who got me hired at Fox. So... it's just, I mean, the Gutfeld show is so thrown together. We send the emails around in the morning. Here's what the headlines are. Here's what Greg wants to do for the monologues.
How funny is the stuff that doesn't make the show?
Oh, I mean, that's, you know, leftovers.
Yeah.
So we have plenty of leftovers. You know what, though? The leftovers, we go through it and we pick our favorite 10 jokes.
Mm-hmm.
There's 100 jokes. I think we should do an online show that's the
Fox
leftovers.
The Fox Nation leftovers, yeah.
The rotting leftovers in the dumpster, you know, because some of those are quite funny and... some of them are just inappropriate, and they could never make it on the air.
Yes, yeah, yeah. We're speaking with Tom Shalhoub. We've got him in studio here, but he is going to be at the Streets of St. Charles Funny Bone. You have to go check out this show. We have, as a crew, gone and seen several shows from the Gutfeld comedians, as Joe DeVito often refers to you guys as. I appreciate so much the ability to not have to set aside one's identity, which might come across as conservative, but you mentioned you were an Irish Catholic family. A lot of us get our politics that are a little more downstream from whatever culture we were raised in. But the idea that you can hold on to that and still find comedy, amusement, and humor in pretty much everything. Growing up in the 80s and the 90s myself, it was like the conservatives, the Republicans were the stuffy ones.
Yeah.
The, you know, straight near tie ones. It's not, it seems like the other side right now are very, very hostile and angry.
Greg
all
has
of
a
the time.
Theory. Greg's theory is he calls it the Dean Wormer theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dean Wormer was the dean in Animal House, and you know Animal House was getting it over on him because Dean Wormer, you know, he had a stick up his butt and he was not he found nothing funny. Okay. When he put them on, you know, double, triple probation or whatever it was. Greg says now we conservatives are the John Belushi in that story now. He says we're the Animal House. And he says guys like Adam Schiff, that's Dean Wormer. So the tables have turned. And Greg is like, now we're the ones having the party. We're the national lampooners of today's culture.
You brought up Adam Schiff. Now, how does this go? Because maybe it's different for a man. But if someone came up and said to me, you know, you really have a likeness with Nancy Pelosi, I would be not happy about it.
Yeah.
Does someone come to you and say, you know, you kind of look like Adam Schiff?
Greg said, let's, you know, maybe you could give a shot to do Adam Schiff. And I said,
and you were like, why?
Don't you call me a lookalike. It's an impersonation, Greg. It's an impersonation.
It's art.
Yes. So I have to put the rouge on my face. You know, I use my wife's makeup to do it. And I put a little eyeliner on. Yeah. I say, I got to do another Adam Schiff. But I actually, the whole reason I started doing Joe Biden for the show was I was sick of doing Adam Schiff with the rouge every day.
Yeah.
Putting on my wife's makeup. So when I do Joe Biden, I use a filter on the phone.
Uh-huh.
That makes my hair white and it gives me the wrinkles. So I don't have to do that Adam Schiff makeup. Yeah, it's much better. Did you hear Adam Schiff got caught without his luggage this week?
Didn't he get mugged?
Yeah, they robbed his car. He went to San Francisco and they robbed his car. So we just shot a thing for Gutfeld on the show tonight. You're going to get to see Adam Schiff without his Close. So, I mean, I didn't go totally naked, but I went down to the tank top and the shorts. You know?
Is it a full body shot?
I mean, it's, yeah.
Okay.
They can blur it if they want, but they don't have
right,
to.
Right, you just got to do what you do.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to stay for another segment, right? Are you staying through the end of the hour? So Ryan always does, on Fridays at 12:45, we do a segment. It's the B or not the B. He's got Babylon B articles, but then also real articles, and then we'll go around and we'll guess.
You can't tell?
Not always.
Yeah.
But that story, I was going to say, was that in your stack?
I can't confirm.
the Adam Schiff getting mugged in California on the way to his event or whatever. There, Adam Schiff robbed in San Francisco, forced to attend Ritzy campaign dinner with no suit.
You weren't supposed to read it. I was
not
showing the camera.
The
yeah.
I was
not
showing
the
camera.
Yeah.
But that sounds exactly like something that the Babylon Bee would write. I mean, we're kind of in a living parody right now.
It's unbelievable. But, I think I'm going to do – I'll do good at this because I keep up on the headlines.
I'm sure you do.
You know, I got to know what's going on.
Have you ever had to have a Biden-Schiff crossover?
I did it. One time I did it. They had a Zoom call. And so I had
course,
to – it
COVID.
Was a little bit awkward. I had to do the timing, you know. And the thing is with Joe is that he rambles, so it's hard to do it. But I did it at home. I edited it on my iPhone. I sent it in. So we did it that one time. We've also done it with Kat Timm. She does the Nancy Pelosi.
Uh-huh.
So we've done Pelosi talking with Schiff. We've done Pelosi and Biden. But that's, you know, that's high production value.
That is.
Yeah.
It's time consuming.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need the quick laugh. We've got Tom Shalhoub in studio. Of course, he's going to be at the St. Louis Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles. Get your tickets at stlfunnybone.com. Let me ask you this. Watching and studying Joe Biden, he is a train wreck. He is also the commander in chief. There is a conflict there. There has been for me. Like, how much do I put this out? Because I do feel sorry for the old man.
Yeah.
But he's the commander in chief.
Well, at first, when I first did it, this was back in the day when it was, you know, Trump versus Biden. And Biden was much, if you look at the videotape of him just a couple of years ago, he was a little more fresh.
Yeah.
But he had that stammer, okay? And Greg said, at first, don't make fun of the stutter because he's already said, oh, I have a medical stutter. So we don't want to, you know, make it seem like we're.
Have you ever had that stutter in the Senate?
He said he had it from childhood. He didn't have it. So anyway, we didn't make fun of the stammering at first, but then we had to because it's part of his personality. You know, when I first did Joe, you know, he was kind of talking like this, like he was like, hey, he was angry, Joe Biden, you know, and it wasn't, you know, now he's kind of. Look, hey, we go here. It's all about the, you
yes.
know, look, hey, come on. You know, he has, because Joe has that deep voice. So when you impersonate him, you kind of have the deep voice Joe, but it usually starts high voice Joe. So you got to come in. That's why I always come in and say, look, no, here's the deal. Oh, man. Look, I was talking to my wife's a doctor. You know, it's all like rambling, you know,
yeah.
So.
It's facts that don't have anything to do with each other except for one of them isn't a fact and you got to figure it's like
and that's followed by
seven
true story.
Truths in a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting worse, right? I think you would probably be setting him closer from the delivery standpoint than a lot of people, but
yeah.
There's a deterioration.
There is. And that's where you got to have it be punchy. That's the thing with comedy. You want to hit him with I always like to have a button that I go out on, but he never goes out in a button. He just kind of slowly fades away. So it's always tricky to find the way we can, you know, mix the Joe Biden, which is there's a lot of fogginess to it, you know, and all that kind of thing. And I'm going to get in trouble. So that's, you know, a lot of times I'll button with I'm going to get in trouble.
Don't you wish that in real life? You could have that out, like if you're fighting with your wife
yeah,
or if you're at
trouble.
Work and you're like, anyway,
yeah.
I'm going to get in trouble, so I'll stop. And then you just are done.
Yeah.
That's
it
amazing.
Used to be, come on, man. That was what my button usually in the, you know, 2020 during that campaign, my button was usually, come on, man, at the end. And that would be like, okay, we can get out on that. He doesn't even do that one anymore, though. He just fades away.
My favorite Trumpism. From specifically when Trump was the president, more teleprompter speeches that he'd have to deliver. Every once in a while, you'd know that whatever the situation was, it was really serious because he would stay on script.
Yeah.
There were like maybe three of those during the entire presidency. But my favorite thing that Donald Trump would do when he was delivering a speech like that is he'd deliver a line and then he'd pause and he'd go, that's true.
Yeah.
And it's like, that part?
Yeah. He'd almost surprise himself. Hey, I said it and it's true.
Yeah. And when Joe Biden, like, Joe Biden's delivery of speeches is just kind of mushy, rambling things. And where you would expect somebody who should be an orator, they should be able to go in front of people and speak with or without a teleprompter and stitch it back together. It doesn't seem to me like Joe Biden, when he's reading, he is comprehending. I feel like he's either straight reading the words, something triggers something in his head to go off, which is why he can never get the train back on the tracks.
I don't know what's worse. Is Joe Biden on the prompter or Joe Biden just winging it? Because if he wings it, he's going to go off and he'll start talking about corn pop, you know? And he's like, it's a true story. I was the only white lifeguard in an all black pool in Delaware. And, you know, and it's always something with
kids running their hand up his leg.
Yes. I got hairy legs. I got hairy legs. And they're see through. I mean, what are you talking about?
Yeah. It's very difficult to discern. Well, we got Tom Shalhoub in studio here. We've got Be or Not the Be coming up next, and we're really excited to have you here. We want to pack that Funny Bone in St. Charles full of Annie Fry Show 97.1 listeners. So get the tickets. From what I understand, there are only a few left. You will have the best time. If you've never been to a comedy club before, when I went, I was with Brad and Ryan and Hannah, and I went with my husband one time, and I was like, this is just so not my thing. It's like a lot of people, little tables.
Yeah.
Right next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
People.
Look, where are the exits?
Yes.
How am I going to get out of here if somebody tips a candle over?
I was laughing so hard. I was crying. I had a pain in my side, and it was like soul food. So please consider, if you've never done it before, go. If you've already gone before, then you already know. Why don't you have your tickets yet? STLFunnyBone.com. You can go to TomShalhoub.com as well. Quick break. When we come back, we'll see if you're an ace on Be or Not the Be. Sounds great. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of the Annie Fry Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.